A company will bury you alive for a lot of money. Brain scans have captured the last thoughts of a person as they died. And your car keys can prove if your house is haunted. These are the weird stories for Monday, Halloween, on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. The only daily weird news podcast that does an episode on Halloween. Have you ever wanted to be buried alive? Well, a company is offering the chance to be buried alive for a lot of money. Let's learn a little bit about why you'd want to be buried alive and how much does it cost to be buried alive. This company is based in Russia. They're offering customers the opportunity to be buried alive for the cost of three and a half million Russian rubles. Jeez, how much money is that? Comes to almost 60,000 euro to be buried alive. Shit, I'll bury you alive for $100 in my backyard. You don't have to spend this much money, guys. Why would you want to be buried alive? What is the point of this? Is this just some fun for Halloween? Well, apparently they're saying it's part of therapy. Yeah, being buried alive helps with your mental and emotional state. It's therapy. It helps people manage their fears and their anxieties. Oh, I know, guys, we all have so much anxiety, and how do you deal with it? Well, rather than hit the bottle, you know, just give somebody all your life savings to bury you alive. That sounds reasonable. Hey, I'll help you manage your fears for much less than 60,000 euro. I'll hang you upside down from a tree for $500. How about that? I'll wave a steak knife like millimeters from your nose for 10 minutes for $100. I'll just tie you up and tell you that your phone's been lost. Your phone is lost. Where's your iPhone? It must be lost. I'll do that for $20. How about that? Let's get a little bit more information about this scam. Excuse me, this company. They're called Precated Academy. They offer what it refers to as a full immersion funeral in St. Petersburg, where customers can be buried in a coffin for up to an hour. So you're in a coffin. That's part of it. I just imagine they just threw dirt on you. That's the cheap way to do it. Well, you know, if you're going to spend this much money, you should be in a very comfortable casket. Is an hour long enough to face your fears, though? I mean, I think you should let them stay there for at least a day. This company was founded by someone with a name. I'm going to try to pronounce this. Bear with me. Yekaterina. Okay, that's the first name. Nailed that one. Ooh, it's this last name that's got me. Okay, Priobrazhenskaya. Priobrazhenskaya. I think I nailed it. The Academy says that following the burial, their team is going to help customers manage their fears and anxieties. The experience itself was referred to as a true symbol of fighting for yourself and your own happy future. That's really not fighting for yourself. You know, you're just kind of staying in a casket for an hour. That's throw a snake in there, and now get out. Now you're really fighting for yourself, and you're really dealing with a real fear. So this quote-unquote burial lasts between 20 minutes to an hour. It's 20 minutes. Why? Why even bother at this point? I mean, this is such a scam. 60,000 euros for someone to put you in a box for an hour? I just don't understand who would do this. It says here, the burial lasts up to an hour with the coffin then passed to the client following the funeral. Oh, you get to keep the coffin, so that's a thing. And they cost a lot of money, those coffins. You ever went coffin shopping? It's like $8,000, $10,000, more than that. So I guess you get to keep the coffin, and then you can use it for therapy on yourself. I'm going in the coffin! The burial itself is advertised as a means of renewing a person's desire to live. Oh, listen, there are so many other ways to renew your desire to live other than spending this much money. You could just do like a stand-up comedy open mic. Whoo, man, if you can live through that, you're like, oh, man, life will never get worse than that. Okay, so this for the customer, they say this results in an all-around revived awareness of their mission. Although customers can pay the total amount for a real burial, the company also offers an online burial for 15,000. An online burial? What is this? This is such a scam, and you're so dumb if you do this. Give someone this much money for an online burial where they play appropriate music and light candles, and they write you a will. Oh, that's great. Now, we have a quote from the company, which is nice because it allows me to do a Russian accent. Let's see if I can butcher that. We do not intend to expose clients to undue risk. Scientists have calculated that the buried person will have enough air in coffin for 5.5 hours. We can offer a person different options. He will choose what he wants. We can even stage testaments so that he can let go of past traumatic experiences and create a new, cool, interesting life. Man, this is a silly financial investment, in my opinion. If you really want to get scared, right now at Halloween, you can totally get scared for $50, $100. Just go to one of these mazes or these haunted houses, whatever you call them. The walkthroughs, you know what I mean. There's a lot of them out here in L.A. There's one at Universal Studios. They do one, I don't know, on the Queen Mary in Long Beach. There's a bunch of these scary haunted houses. And, you know, if the acting's good, man, you'll be scared. These scare actors, they call them scare actors. That, you know, some of them take it to a whole new level. I think there's something wrong with them, but they like go over the top. But I like it. And you can legitimately get scared in these places. I've seen people pee themselves, people crying when they get out. I covered a story where last Halloween, one of these scare actors went over the top and actually brought a real knife into the haunted maze, which, you know, extremely scary. Have you ever wondered what your brain thinks right before you die? Well, a brain scan has captured the last thoughts of a person as they died. It's the sound of science, but in a morbid way. Very fitting for Halloween, I think. A new groundbreaking study saw some researchers record the brain activity of a patient that was dying of a heart attack. The University of Tartu, they have a neuroscientist named Raul. Raul and his colleagues had been using an electroencephalography device, also known as an EEG, to capture the brain activity of an 87-year-old epilepsy sufferer when the patient unexpectedly had a heart attack and died in the middle of their study. As a result, they have this EEG. It was captured right before the death, 900 seconds of their brain activity as they died. This provided the researchers with a very unique glimpse of what goes on inside the brain at the time of death. Well, what did they learn? The findings indicated that during the last few moments of life, there was an increase in gamma oscillations, which is indicative of dreaming or memory retrieval. So it seems like right before you die, you either dream or you retrieve memories. Well, this kind of makes sense that you would sort of think of things that happened or people in your life right before exiting. I hope when I die, I don't retrieve negative memories. You know, I don't want my last thought to be about that time I screwed up a threesome in Jamaica Plain, Mass. Here's a quote from one of the researchers. Given that cross-coupling between alpha and gamma activity is involved in cognitive processes and memory recall in healthy subjects, it is very intriguing to speculate that such activity could support a last, quote, recall of life, a recall of their life. This may take place in the near-death state. Now, while the findings are far from conclusive, they only have one subject, they only have one data set of this ever happening, it kind of paints a potentially positive picture of a person's last moments before death, which is pretty encouraging, and it's nice to know. We have one more quote from the nerd here. Something we may learn from this research is, although our loved ones have their eyes closed and are ready to leave us, their brains may be replaying some of the nicest moments they experienced in their lives. Well, ain't that fabulous? Of course, more research needs to be done on this, but it looks as though you're going to be thinking nice, lovely thoughts, things that you did in your life right before you punch your ticket to the afterlife, whatever it might be. I know I'll be thinking about that time I won a $500 karaoke contest in New York City. You're probably wondering, what was the song that I won with, right? The song was Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight. Yes, I used to be able to hit those notes when I was in my 20s. Now, what else can we take away from this other than Jonesy is an amazing karaoke singer? Well, guys, no need to be afraid of death. It looks like we're going to have lovely thoughts on the way out. And if heaven is a real thing, then it's just going to be, you know, beers and karaoke forever.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Your car keys can prove if your house is haunted. Barry Gay is a professional paranormal investigator in London. You guys know about paranormal investigators, right? They spend all this money on equipment that never captures any ghosts ever. Barry has shared his 10 ways to tell if your house is haunted. And it ranges from feeling sudden dips in temperature in your home to also losing your car keys. Well, I hate to say it, but people lose their car keys quite frequently. It doesn't mean your house is haunted, but let's go through the list anyways. It is Halloween. Let's amuse each other here. The article says a real life ghost hunter has revealed 10 ways to tell if your house is haunted and a few tips on what to do to get rid of the ghouls. Guys, you can get rid of ghouls. You just sage your house. I think that's how you do it. Let's see what Barry says. He's a professional. I'm not. Barry's 43 years old. His parents are proud. He's a 43-year-old paranormal investigator. Your parents must be proud. Barry says one telltale sign of a haunting is a sudden and unexplained drop in temperature. All right. I've heard of that. He says also constantly losing your keys could mean your house is haunted. He says feeling like you are being watched, seeing something unexplained, or even smelling something unusual could be a sign that you have a ghoul in your place. Oh, I'm learning so much. I thought smelling something unusual meant my roommate farted, but no, turns out there's a ghoul in my kitchen. Says here, as a paranormal expert, Barry has also shared these tips on how you can get rid of wayward ghosts if you think you might have one in your home. Here's a quote from our paranormal investigator, Barry.
Well, there are many different ways you can assume that your house might be haunted. The most common one is seeing an apparition with your own eyes. Yes, very common.
So common, Gary. I saw four this morning. Okay, back to Barry's quote.
If you see something out of the ordinary, a full-bodied manifestation or a headless horseman...
A headless horseman, Barry, come on now.
Okay, those are telltale signs. Another one is feeling like you might be being watched. You know the human body can sense these physiological changes. You might feel like someone is even breathing down your neck. Drops in temperature is another one. As ghost hunters, we presume that if there is a sudden or inexplicable temperature drop, that can indicate a spirit trying to show itself to you, or an increase in spiritual energy in the home. These temperature drops are usually confined to smaller spaces, such as a living room.
Barry says that other signs can include things going missing, so if you can't find your phone, you might have a very haunted home. To get rid of ghosts, Barry recommends burning some sage, saying some prayers, or, if you have the budget, exorcisms. And if all those fail, you could try asking politely. He says,
well, the best thing to do in this situation is not to panic. First, that's key. Then try to gather as much evidence as you can, taking photographs, videos, or recording audio. Of course, I've been trying to get video and audio of ghosts for 27 years, and I have nothing to show for it. That doesn't stop me from telling everyone I'm a paranormal investigator. Some of the best examples of paranormal activity can be gathered on a smartphone, wouldn't you know? Now, if you want to get rid of the spirits, you can do lots of things. You can cleanse your house with, I recommend, white sage. That's been done for hundreds of years. Also, try some prayers. There's another method that's tried and tested across the world.
Simply asking the spirits to leave is something people often dismiss. You must take control and ownership of your space and your home. You must say, spirits, this is my home. I'd like you to move on. But, you know, be polite about it. You know, maybe say please. Now, this is all advice from the great Barry, and you should listen to him. He's a legit paranormal investigator. He hosts a show on Discovery. It's called Help, My House is Haunted. He's teamed up with the Longan Dungeon to run a brand new seasonal show set in the spine-chilling attic of 50 Berkeley Square, which apparently is one of London's most haunted venues. I love it. This guy, Barry, he's producing and hosting two television shows on networks. Here I am in a closet making no money. What am I doing? I should just run around and tell everybody that I've seen Headless Horseman, stick some sage down my pants, make some real money around here.
Yay!
Hello, my loyal listeners, and happy Halloween. I hope you've enjoyed the holiday. Maybe you're enjoying it right now. Maybe you went to some parties over the weekend. Maybe you're trick-or-treating tonight with the kids. Maybe you are a kid and you're going trick-or-treating. I hope you have a good time. Halloween's wonderful. It's one of my favorite holidays, for sure, because I love weird, creepy stuff. I love haunted stuff. Whenever I'm in a new city, I'll often look up local ghost walking tours. I'm kind of obsessed with ghost walking tours. Those are a lot of fun. I watched an amazing horror movie the other night. If you guys are into horror movies, it's called The Wailing. It's a Korean horror movie. And you can stream it for free on Tubi, T-U-B-I, which is an app/streaming site. It's completely free. I didn't even have to like give him my email. I just went on there and watched it for free. I don't have Tubi as a sponsor or anything. I'm not trying to promote Tubi. It just happens to be on there for free. I'm giving you a way to watch it totally for free. It's a great horror movie, The Wailing. Oh, man, highly recommend it. We got some good news in the world of Weird AF News in that in Japan, in the news category, I'm ranked 216. So that's pretty cool in a place where I don't even speak the language. It's nice to at least make it on the chart somewhere. Also, I got some reviews on Amazon that are positive, one that is not. This one's 5 stars from George and Ruth Walters. The title is Great Fellow, which I like. I've never been called a great fellow. I like to think I'm a great fellow sometimes, once in a while, when I'm hitting game-winning doubles in softball. They wrote, if you're in need of a laugh, or if you simply want to hear what is taking place in the world today through a different perspective, then you should give Weird AF News a listen. My wife and I listen to him almost every day. George and Ruth Walters, your friends in Ontario, Canada. Thank you, George and Ruth Walters. I believe I got an email from you guys in the past, and I've given you a shout out on the show before. So nice of you to then go to Amazon and write this review. It's super helpful. I appreciate that. Also, Bunny wrote me a 5-star review as well. It's called Accidental, but Completely Loved. I accidentally found this podcast 8 months ago, but now we can't start our morning without it. My oldest, 13, in general, loves Florida Friday. Don't stop, can't stop Weird News records. Don't stop the sound of science. That's amazing. Don't stop the sound of science. Of course, I'll never stop the sound of science. Bunny, I'll never stop the Weird News records. I got a negative review from Moondog, 1 star. And wrote, puts down Christians. Yeah, sometimes I do put down Christians. But, you know, I'm a Christian, was raised Christian, technically, I suppose. So I can put down Christians if I feel like it. Actually, I can put down anybody that I want to. It's my show. And if you don't like it, I guess you don't have to listen. I mean, no one forces you. It's funny, these people, you know, I don't show up at their door with a speaker and make them listen. And yet they feel when they're disappointed that they need to go on here and write this terrible review. Moondogs wrote, quoted today, Christians may get it in 100 years or so, referring to an area of North Carolina schools that voted not to play volleyball against a transgender. Nothing to do with religion. It was because of an injury to a player in a previous game, which, of course, is a complete lie, because in the story, somebody at the board meeting stated that they hoped that they would vote on this issue based on morals and Christian upbringing. That was actually a quote. So this person's like writing reviews. They don't even listen to the damn story. I mean, imagine you writing a full review on something you don't even completely take in or pay attention to. Like, really? Okay, Moondog. Okay, whatever you say. I'll just quit. That's what I should do, right? Listen, in the midst of people that throw stones at me, there are a lot of you, a lot more of you that raise me up and appreciate what I'm doing here. And yes, and you understand that not only do I make fun of Orthodox Christians, I make fun of all Orthodox religion. I make fun of all kinds of people. I just made fun of a paranormal investigator, deservedly so. I make fun of everything. And in addition, every show I make fun of myself, if you haven't noticed. So everything's on the menu to be made fun of. And why shouldn't we make fun of things and laugh at things? This is all we got in life. You know what I mean? We're trying to just have some laughs here and not take life so damn seriously. And it's life does not need to be taken so seriously. And if you do right now, it's going to bring you to a dark place. So let's just laugh and make fun of each other for all our faults, shall we? Let's be adults here, everyone. If you guys would like to call Weird AF News and make fun of me, the number is 646-450-2012. You can also email me and make fun of me, funnyjones@gmail.com. You can make fun of me on the social medias as well, @funnyjones on Instagram and Twitter. If you would like me to keep doing this in the closet, then maybe you want to support me. Go to weirdafnews.com and click on the Buy Jonesy a Coffee or click on the Patreon banner, and you can support Jonesy by, you know, giving me a couple of bucks to get caffeinated every month. That's pretty helpful. Of course, you don't need to do any of these things. Just tell a friend or write a nice review if you can, if you have time for it. If not, no big deal. You're probably busy. You're probably busy celebrating Halloween. Happy Halloween. I love you all.